And we are recording.
I'd like to call the meeting to order and like to welcome everybody that was able to come out. And I think everybody should know everyone, but if we can go around the table in case you don't know us.
Jim Payne from Chilhowee.
I'm Iris Worley from Saltville.
Tom Copenhaver from Marion.
Margaret Linford from Marion.
Donna Greer, Marion.
We're happy to have everybody here and able to at least get out a little bit. We would like to say that if there's anybody present that has, feels like they're running a fever or have been exposed to COVID, that we would appreciate it if you would attend this meeting, but I'm sure that you've already done that. But just be aware that we have to follow guidelines as well as everybody else. And you may want to check the temperature before you come. Do we have any agenda additions? The one thing Margaret mentioned is that because of things that we need to address, that we will move the closed session up until after public guest remarks, if that's okay with everybody. I think a lot of what will go on there will answer a lot of these questions that we will have on further down the line, so. Does anybody else have anything that you want on the agenda for tonight?
I don't.
I think we're good. Then we're open for public and guest remarks. Does anybody want to have something they need to say or want to say to us? Okay. Well, I guess we'll just move right along and we'll go into the closed session. And Margaret, do you want to read that for us?
The bottom, closed session, Code of Virginia. I move that we go into that section 2.2-3711 to discuss A.1, personnel matters, which can be discussions, consideration, or interviews of prospective candidates for employment and contracts. And A.7, legal discussion with legal counsel and staff pertaining to actual or probable litigation.
Law accepts that motion.
Oh, we need a second first.
Need a second.
Oh, we need a second.
I second it.
And then who I?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and I'm assuming that this room is ready. You're welcome to stay. We'll be back out. I'd like to stay shortly, but I don't know.
It is open.
And we're recording again.
Okay. I'd like to say that whereas the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees have convened in a closed session today, which is August the 19th, am I correct, or 20th? August the 20th, pursuant to an affidavit, affirmative recorded vote, and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-312 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees that such a meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be it resolved that the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, the only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in the closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed session were heard, discussed, and considered by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. Do we have a motion to accept that?
So moved.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We have a couple of things vote on. The first one is that we're going to take a vote. We have decided on two people to co-interim, to be the co-interim,
Director.
Director. Co-interim director. didn't want to put it on just one big job for the next 2 months, which will be from now till November the 1st, hopefully. And we have asked Helen Conley and Tracy to accept that position, and they did. And can we have a motion to accept that we hired, that we include these as the interim director for the next 2 months?
So moved, Madam Chairman.
Second.
Everybody in agreement? Raise your hand. Okay. And of course, the next agenda that we need to deal with is posting the new job for a new director. And we want to vote that we get that letter out within the next, before September 1st, and that we allow for people to apply until September the 30th, and then we'll have meetings to go over the applications, and hopefully we'll have somebody hired by November the 1st. That's the plan. So can I get a motion that we accept that plan?
Motion made.
Second.
All in favor? Okay. We can move on. So we did public from guest remarks. They were approval of the minutes. Did everybody look over the minutes? Or are you okay with the minutes?
I don't think they need to be in much detail, but I think somebody said that, Helen.
Yeah, thank you. And I do apologize because that was
no problem. Just hit the high points.
Gotcha. Okay. I make a motion that we accept the minutes as they were given to us in our packets.
I'll second.
I'll say in favor. Say
aye.
Okay. I sent out the disbursements journal. We got one, thank you. And I looked over it. There was only one that I couldn't remember. It's probably something simple, but ADP, who is that?
That's who does our payroll now.
Okay.
Through Longhorn.
Through Longhorn, okay. And is, okay.
Is this the public payment? Is this thing or going over here, the public library transactions?
Yes.
I got some questions.
Okay.
All my life I've thought a debit meant you took something out and the credit meant you had something
exactly.
in. Exactly. I don't know why we're debiting income and we're crediting an outgo.
In accounting, cash sets as a debit. And so it works in reverse when you're doing books, when you're doing accounting. It's an odd transition, but if you've been in accounting, you fully understand. And you've got it from an accountant's point of view here. Normally, for us, I would have probably done it in reverse. I would have put it as a credit and then took all the stuff as a debit. But in an accounting world, that is not how it is. That's correct. This is correct. And a credit is the same as a debit in your regular checking account. So.
You show here accounts payable on July the 16th to Smith County News Messenger for $159.95. Halfway down the page, you're paying them again the same check number for $155.95. You're writing three checks to Security CenturyLink, all the same checks with all different amounts. I don't know how you do that.
Well, if it's two different amounts, it's probably...
Three different amounts.
It's probably three different invoices, but they were paid on the same check. Is that correct? I mean, that's how we do it.
It could also be a division between the libraries. The Smith County News might be received at the Marion Library and the Chilhowee Library. And so we may have two invoices for the same amount for the subscription for that.
Yeah. But it goes out on the same check number, but the whole check is for three invoices or four invoices or whatever. Okay.
At the end of the, we spent $85,000 and $85,596 last month. On this sheet, And on this sheet, we spent $70,576. How do you explain that?
You see what he's looking at?
On the annual budget expenses year to date, the end result is $70,576. That's expense year to date, which is 1 month. This one, the payment you just given us, says we spent $85,596.
Well, the first sheet that you have that has the $85,000 on it is actual cash paid out. It's only cash transactions. The second sheet with the expenses on it, with the $70,576, is accrual basis, which means that some expenses for last month will be backed out this month and new expenses input.
Is backing out expenses the same thing as reversing prepayments?
I'm sorry?
Is this backing out expenses, is that the same thing as reversing prepayments?
Yes.
Tell me what reversing three prepayments means.
It's reversing with your cash, you're paying accounts payable that might have been outstanding at June the 30th. And with your financial statements, it's accrual basis. Those accounts payable that were outstanding are not included. They are for the previous, for the next month, which creates a gap between the two. If your accounts payable in June were $13,000 and your accounts payable in July are $8,000, then you paid those cash expenses in that month.
So you write a check or get a payment?
I'm sorry?
So you write a check or get a payment?
Yes.
You write a check for the tables.
If your financial statements were cash basis, they would agree. But your financial statements are accrual.
And why do you write a check to the library?
The library had at one point, if you will notice, these financial statements starting this fiscal year are going to look a little bit different, because the library used to have two general ledgers. They had a general ledger for what they called the book fund, which was what was coming in through the libraries for fees, copying, those types of income. And that account also handled the employee medical reimbursements account. So they would withhold it from the paycheck and it would go into the general fund. Then they write a check out of the general fund and deposit it to the book fund, and then reimburse the employees for medical expenses out of book fund. We're not doing that now. The last month that you should see that check is this month, because the withholdings are going into the operating account and the medical leave payments are coming out of it.
Operating.
And so that check that you're seeing, this should be the last month you see it.
Okay, last year we ended up with $18,000 in something called a building fund, and this year there's no building fund. What happened to that $18,000?
It's moved. It's there. It's just down a line.
Down a line.
We moved into a new program.
What was the program it was moved to?
Yeah, and we had to.
What was the program it was moved to?
I'm sorry?
What was the program it was moved to?
We went from using Accounting CS to a program called Xero. And it's
software.
So we software $18,000 out of the account?
No, they just moved it to a different location.
It's just
still
down
in there.
One line. If you look at last year and this year, it's down one line.
Well, the thing I'm looking at says building fund, $18,000 last year. Sits in something called
building fund CD this year, because we had an account that had a balance in it, and we had to create a cash account, a bank account, in order to reconcile it. So it's really just an accounting There's not a difference, it's just moving in line.
Okay.
Is the new accounting system going better, hopefully?
I'm sorry?
I said, is the new accounting system going better?
First month, no, but it will.
That's expected.
First month is hard, but I think we have all the bugs worked out of it now. The next month should go really smooth.
Iris, I have a question. I notice on this, on July 31st, there is a check, $800 to Little Critters Traveling Petting Zoo. And this has come up in the past week. I've been made aware that we have paid in advance for the normal summer reading programs that come in and provide the big, you know, big crowd entertainment once a week for about, is it 8 weeks, Tracy?
Seven weeks.
And I was made aware that we have written checks to these people without there being scheduled shows.
At that time, we thought we were going to be...
No, this is July 31st. The check was written, $800 to Little Critters. That's just a couple weeks ago.
But it was probably, how long did y'all book them back? I mean...
It was submitted in May.
May, I was going to say...
But May, we were already in quarantine.
But they thought in May, I mean, they kind of thought we was going to be...
I didn't think at all. I mean, May, we knew we were in for it. I would not have at all...
Is this a normal expense that you would do at this time of year, every year?
I understand that it's a normal expense, but in a year when we are not having programming, and I know the audit came down hard on the library for prepayments, and that's not just books.
Now, this is from auditing, they come down on you on two things. One is the fact that you will hold an invoice that is a normal invoice for that fiscal year, which this one would have been. They will get you, because we'd already contracted with them in May, so it was due for that
but
year.
But we shouldn't, I want to know who approved contracting with them in May.
Well, sure. We
actually, we contracted with them last year in the fall.
Yeah, they do it before they leave, because you can't get them.
So we were on the hook in a contract to pay for it. So now, my question is, I've been told that they have said that that's going to be a prepayment for next year's summer reading. So is that going to need to adjust our budget for summer reading program for next year? So we will not allocate those funds next year. If we've paid it, we're
no,
not...
No, we won't.
For the people that we prepay, well, we prepay.
I mean, these are significant amount of money. The Eight Snakes Alive alone was $1,845.
Yeah.
And what guarantee do we have that somebody is actually going to be available to provide that program next year?
Well, if they're not, they'll refund it.
Do we have that in writing?
I'm sure it's in their contract, probably. But we've used these people for years. I mean, they're very reputable people, I know.
Well, that's just a lot of money. I know we talk about fiscal responsibility. To be ahead of a year in an uncertain world, paying out almost $2,000 for programs that we haven't had and cannot have. So that's...
Well, I'd like to speak if I could, because I was one of the ones who submitted for those to be paid. We always pay the summer performers, even if they're in July, in a prior fiscal year, because they're budgeted for that year. So in the past, the checks were written early, correct? And they were ready for us to go. And you should have the documentation that I submitted.
I thought I heard you say in May the contract was written.
They sent us the official thing. So, I submitted it.
So I think in May we would have known that we were not in any way, shape, or form going to be able to have those programs. I just guess I'm wondering where the breakdown was.
I don't think there was
a breakdown. I don't think there is a breakdown, because we are planning on having it. And it'll still be in the same fiscal year probably that we've done it, because I'm hoping that if this thing opens up, you'll probably have some of those people. Am I correct?
By when?
Before the fiscal year's up. I'm assuming you're going to have them in as soon as they open up, that we can have programs.
But we won't pay them next year.
Exactly.
So we will not put in a budget this year.
So we will not need as many funds
this
for
year,
summer reading.
We will cut the summer reading budget this year by that amount of money and not pay those performers again next year.
Correct.
So the moving forward is contracts in this world of COVID need to be seriously evaluated before we enter into them.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, I thought we'd be out of it. I mean, I was one of them that was probably hopeful that we were gonna be out of this COVID stuff, but, and I know that these people, you have to book them early and know that you're gonna have them, because you can't get them on a demand. You know, it's, they're hard people to get. You wouldn't think so, but they are. They stay on the road all the time.
Well, I know Stakes Alive is a popular program, and I'm not debating that. I just think that, you know, we need to be a little more, right now with our budgeting, we need to be really careful about our nickels and dimes and all that. That's all. I just wanted to point out, I saw that payment was made on July 31st, so. And that is the new fiscal, that's this year, so, yeah.
And I'm sure we'll probably have them here this year.
Yeah.
But if it's a reoccurring expense, even though we haven't had it, the auditor wants you to keep it in the year that you usually paid it in to keep the books looking correctly.
Right.
I've had to go back and say, okay, did I pay this CenturyLink in this fiscal year or last fiscal year? I've had to do that before.
Okay.
To keep your bills going the same direction.
I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Clarify.
I understand. This is just an unusual year with everything, so. I'm amazed that we did that good.
Yeah.
Not knowing the outcome of everything.
Okay.
Okay, now, so do we want to approve the dispersments? Do you have any more questions about the dispersments?
We also need to do last month's.
Yeah, I see July here. I don't see June. I know you, did you email June? Or did we?
Not again.
Okay, from last month.
Yes.
Seeing as how they've been dispersed already, I move that then.
Approved.
We approve June and July.
June and July.
Does anyone second that motion?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we don't have a director. Do we have any kind of reports that?
I emailed each of the branched reports and Tracy's report.
Okay.
I have a copy if anybody wants to go over it or.
It looks like that all the libraries are pretty much doing the same thing. They're still doing curbside. They're back working behind closed doors, but they are back and doing more curbside than they were doing. And so, is there anything else for that?
Let's see. If you want to get specifics.
Okay.
I also emailed the different program statistics from the children's and the adults for Marion separately, and then Heather and Chris had theirs. It looks like those are going well. Saltville is also doing a Bigfoot hunt with a lot of the different town people involved, which is great. I think that, let's see, we had Hannah Combs and Jill Fry come back, and Jill's one that works in our tech services office, and she works with Janet on repairs. She catalogs the movies and paperbacks, and she also does other processing tasks like putting the plastic covers on the soft cover books. Amber and Tracy both did, and I know that Chris and Heather both did, all kinds of craft bags.
Yes.
That went out to the children, and I think that the families have enjoyed those.
Those are great.
Yeah. So I think everybody's real happy about that. I talked to Amber about possibly when we reopen to the public, since we've had a really good adult draw for the craft bags, that possibly we could still do a curbside, at least for a while, of crafts for adults, for those that don't want to come in. Because apparently she's had several, all of her wait lists except for one have been as many as she provided or more. And I'm sure that Chris and Heather have other stuff too, that it's going really well. We circulated a total of 141 items. Saltville beat us with 151, which was pretty interesting. And then I think Chilhowee did 620. So technically speaking, the circulation is going well, even though we're
close.
Doing pretty good.
It's 1,900.
The thousands.
Did I say 151?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, 1,051.
Okay.
So.
That's great.
Unless you have any questions, I mean.
I've heard nothing but good comments. People are responding positively to all the effort from all three branches. Just, you know, you've had to reinvent the wheel during COVID for library services, and I think you guys have done a great job of trying to, you know, fit into people's lives the way they are right now. So I think.
And actual online statistics for like Overdrive have been the highest that I have ever seen them.
Right.
So, which is good,
great.
Because they are going to the online stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the outreach report.
Okay, now this, I asked for this. There was an email we got in the course of the past month from a nursing home, I believe.
Yes.
And they asked if the employee could check out materials, and there was a question about that. So I reached out to Rita, who served as our outreach coordinator for how many years? It's been quite a while.
19 or 20.
Right, so I thought I would go to the expert on that topic, and I just kind of asked her to prepare a little bit of an update on outreach services, because, you know, right now everything is kind of outreach, but specifically to our nursing homes that was brought up with this this email. So Rita, I'm going to try to address this. Do you want to address it? Do you want me to go ahead and?
I did this only as
a volunteer.
Community volunteer.
She did this not being paid, I'll point out. I don't think she's received any communication from the library since you were put on furlough in March.
18th.
So there has been no communication with our outreach in that time period. So that, you know, she volunteered to kind of put this information together, which I appreciate. We need to understand outreach services would need additional staff to bring it back, because right now I think it's only allocated 11 hours a week, and that is not enough time to, you know, do everything that's required for that position. Also, and I think we're going to touch on this in the COVID issues, mm-hmm. that outreach would need significant consideration for the COVID. You know, you're going to a nursing home, and they have guidelines as well, and we need to protect the employees, so we need to keep that in mind as we're talking about the library's COVID policies, where that fits in with the state health department and county guidelines.
The nursing homes letting, I know a lot of them are still not letting people in. I have a friend that I know that she's still having to visit her mother through a window,
right.
So I just wondered how much they're letting
our local in. I'm not quite sure what the guidelines are for that, but I do have a report from each outreach services has served the Francis Marion Manor, Valley, and the senior services, which is District 3 governmental cooperative, and she got a report from each one and took the time to call and pull this together. And keeping in mind Rita is in a high risk group as well,
yeah.
for this outreach. But the report from Francis Marion Manor, and the woman who's over that is Lori Martin. I don't know if any of you know her. She's the administrator, and Courtney Wright is the supervisor of activities. But they're very supportive of the library and outreach services, and they would like to work together with us to reinstate the delivery of those materials to their facility for the activity programming and the residents. But and due to the full compliance with the COVID-19, then they're very willing to work with the outreach services to begin developing changes to that program to fit within the COVID framework. So that's Francis Marion. Valley Healthcare in Chilhowee, the activity supervisor is Candace Lawson, and they consider themselves very at risk and with the COVID on an upswing. With their concerns, they've suspended their group activities right now. Valley Healthcare, they've got multiple committees dealing with COVID-19. Each one contributes to their responses and care of residents. The complication with them is that it'll require additional staff to be able to help with Valley, because, you know, it's a little bit of additional drive there. But a lot of their residents have asked about the outreach services, and I can imagine they would right now, having something to do there, and they're requesting them on a continual basis. So those are the two nursing homes. Then District 3, Kelsey Morris is the director there. She is also very interested in working with the outreach to provide library materials to the Friendship Cafe. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's in Saltville, the seniors in Saltville, and also adding to the Marion and Chilhowee partnerships with that. They comply with all the COVID guidelines, so there shouldn't be, you know, an issue with that. Group deliveries aren't possible right now, but beginning August, this month, August, District 3 will be delivering meals to their Friendship Cafe at congregate sites. And we could provide library materials through site managers to seniors who requested them in addition to the meals. So kind of combine that. It would be a major change, though, in hours needed to coordinate all that.
Now, is there some way that we could work with our local libraries to, I mean, we've got a local library to Valley, we've got a local library to the...
Well, I think that all of the checking out of materials, outreach has always had like its own little budget and material section in there that are checked out through the outreach coordinator. So it doesn't pull like from their circulation materials. That's why it's coordinated through an outreach services specialist. Yeah. And so we would need to just address the best way to do that moving forward. And, you know, it would require more hours for sure, and more labor. But apparently they are interested in reinstating that service, as we saw with the email.
Right. Courtney Wright was the one that actually, she tried contacting us, and then for some reason she couldn't get us, but she got a hold of Chris.
Okay.
And Chris got with me, and I have responded to her after a message, but
right.
She hasn't called back.
Okay, so that's kind of the status with outreach and the, you know, trying to provide service to all of the different, you know, people in our communities.
Okay.
I think that was all that I had on the report. Is there anything I missed that you can think of that you got, you know?
I think Frances Marion's willing to start it immediately and get something going. I think Valley's exceptionally cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they have to clean the materials that come in, no matter if we guaranteed they're clean or not, and they are under very, very strict guidelines. I think District 3 wants individual
right.
bags to go to the seniors in the Friendship Cafes who request them, and that's a very... It is doable, but it's a whole different process than a group delivery.
Right.
So that's all I'd say.
So I would, you know, think we would have to make a decision about, first of all, we need to say, Rita, you know, when are you willing to help us out, and what, you know.
Is there anybody else furloughed that we're not aware of? I mean.
Technically, no. Not that I know of. We did have there's Linda Royston, there's Mary Blevins, they are technically floaters. Karen Sadler is one of our go-tos. She actually only has 13 hours a week that she can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a little question I've got to check with Ann as to technically if she is a floater or if she's part-time.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those people, did come in and work. Some while Rob was here. I have not called them in for anything or like that, considering the budget and everything like that, until we get a okay. I don't see why. Well, there was one time Linda came and worked. She worked at Chilhowee because Heather was missing someone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would have a problem with that. I would be certainly happy to ask them if they would be willing to work with Rita, or with, if Rita's coming back, however it works, I will certainly ask them. I don't think they would have an issue with it.
I think we're gonna have a lot of groundwork to do, like, some of the hours upfront are gonna be coordinating and figuring out how this is all gonna fit.
Right.
So I think the first thing would be to say, Rita, bring back from furlough and start focusing on building this the way you think it needs to be done in a responsible manner for COVID concerns. That's just...
Do we need to make a motion on that?
Can I, the other thing I just wanted to say, I know that Danielle also works some in Chilhowee, I believe she still helps out there some, is that right?
She's on call in case Heather needs somebody.
There's Jennifer too, she came in and worked for a while when Rob was still here.
Okay.
It's really kind, and Logan, again, he's part-time, so there's other people that we can call in.
Okay, but for full-time staff, I mean, we're pretty well, everybody that was on furlough.
Oh, yeah, all full-time staff came back.
Okay. So, does that sound like a plan that you would be good for you to say, we can start working towards building the program and bring you back from furlough, or what?
I'm waiting on you all.
I think we need, it'll take some serious planning to start implementing that.
And coordinating.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I can't imagine if I had, if I had a loved one in a nursing home right now.
Couldn't even get a book to read.
I would love to have something available.
Well, ordering supplies, receiving supplies, getting everything.
But we need to do it in a responsible manner, and that's what I think, if she can start to make a plan towards that. So I make a motion that we bring her back from furlough and ask her to start doing a plan.
To get back into it.
You know, and the hours, you know, at the part 29 per week for the outreach services. That's my motion.
I second. All in favor?
I abstain. Jim Dunn, that's my wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're a wise man.
What will that do? He just can't have any comment or commentary on anything responding to her.
No, he's not. Okay. This one, yeah.
Yeah.
You reflected by
he
saying.
He would vote you in.
That's right.
So that's where we stand, Rita.
I abstain from comment.
That's the best course of action. So that's all I had on that.
Okay.
Helen, mark that as abstain from comment and vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. COVID-19. I don't know what we were today, but I know yesterday we had 3 new cases in Smith County. Do you all suggest that we continue the way that we are for another month or for the next board meeting at least?
I think we need to just at where our numbers are going up. I don't think this is the time to say, let's open the doors. And I have a question about that. I've come by the library and I wasn't aware that we have groups meeting in the Copenhagen meeting room right now.
The group that is there is the census group.
And who approved that?
My understanding is that Rob got approval from the prior board to do that.
And they're meeting quite a bit.
And that was probably before COVID?
No. No. But they're opening the door to let this group of people in. And I'm thinking, well, are we allowing other organizations to meet in the
Copenhagen? That's the only organization.
That's it.
So how do we determine who gets access to the meeting room and who we say no?
We've been saying no to everybody I thought except...
So how do we make that exception for that group?
That was a Rob discussion.
I don't think we allow anybody in the building. I think it exposes the staff.
Right. Yeah.
I think that we don't need to, it causes additional.
How many are coming?
That parking lot was full when I came by.
Sometimes there's very few because there's some days that they were scheduled to come that they have not come. And then there's been a few days that there was quite a few. I've not been keeping up with numbers because we've not actually interacted with them other than Byron's been opening the door.
But having to clean the room after they leave, right?
No, that is true.
I mean, that's an additional exposure.
Do you have somebody we can call, say, due to the...
I believe the person that Rob was talking to was Danny Demick.
Oh, so that's how it happened.
Okay.
But yes, I mean, I can contact her.
Okay, just let her know with the COVID situation that it's not gonna...
And so what, we're gonna remain closed then for the library till at least we reevaluate the next meeting?
I would say when we do, if we stop that and have a good cleaning of that room, you know, wipe down the tables and chairs and also the bathroom.
Yes, I did do that every day. Danny, she told me she was sanitizing the tables when they would leave. I would always keep this door locked. I'd let them in at the time they come in. And I would lock this door so they couldn't roam through the rest of the library in case anybody wanted to just walk through to keep them kind of...
Just in there.
The bathrooms open for them, and then, yeah.
Thanks.
They use a lot of other than spray and...
Did we get a report on the county, any word on that list?
I've gotten no response other than they got it.
Okay.
So are we gonna make the motion to stay closed?
I make the motion we stay closed until we can further evaluate at the next board meeting.
I don't think you ought to call it stay closed. I think what you ought to do is continue what we're doing now.
Well, we're not really closed. We're providing services, but yeah, the doors, right, yeah.
I don't think you ought to use the word closed.
Not closed. We continue the current services. How about that?
That's good.
That's my motion.
Second.
All in favor? Okay. New business, election of officers and committee appointments.
I move that we continue that to the next meeting when we have hopefully a full board here.
Second.
I don't guess we really need to make a motion.
Table it.
Yeah. Table it.
Report on Family Search Library affiliate status and review of new contract.
I emailed this out. I don't know how many of you reviewed the contract. Basically...
I think this is a big deal and I think we ought to do it. And I appreciate what Margaret's done to reaffiliate the library with this organization. That's great.
It was a big feat to get the designation in the first place. It took a couple months of red tape and paperwork and everything. We had a big rollout event at the library when we got that. It basically expands the collections of the library by 5 floors of accessible materials for history, genealogy, and our online resources just explode with this contract. Basically what they're saying is we had the contract before it was allowed to lapse, which is unfortunate. So right now we do not have access to those services, but if we will sign the contracts renewed and return this to them via email, we will be right back on target to be able to provide that to the community. And I have...
Do we have a designated computer? Is there someplace that...
There used to be a bank of 4 computers outside the room upstairs that were designated for only family history use.
Do we have something like that up there, Helen, now?
Now they're just total computer usage.
They're just open to the public.
Right.
Open to the
public. So
it's not segregated.
We would need to probably designate a computer at least for just family history.
I think
history.
That was one of the requirements,
wasn't
it?
It is a requirement of the contract.
Is that something we feel like that surely we can do that?
I think for the
is
benefit...
Is that just in this library or all libraries?
It's only in this library because it had the criteria that it met. We had to have a locked microfilm cabinet available. We had to have a room specifically just for family history research with a locked door. So this was...
Do we still have that room?
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Okay.
We do. I will note also that there are very few libraries that have this distinction in our area. This is a real feather in the cap of Smith County Public Library to be an affiliate. We have also been told that if we would like to become a partner library, which is a step above affiliate, we can do that, but we'll address that another day.
At another day.
But I would like to make a motion that we
enter into... Who needs to sign that contract, our interim?
One of the interim directors. So I make a motion that we approve that contract and return it. We were already under it and under the assumption that we still had it, but this is a technicality that we just need to...
Take care of.
Right.
Do we know of any such things that we might be missing? That's the kind of thing that we might want to look through, maybe some file drawers, see if there's anything from past that we might have missed and didn't get.
There is a question of that, because Ann has asked me, when we sent the proposed budget out to you guys, and I didn't really notice it, when it went to contractual services, there was, in parentheses, see attached. When Rob redid that, I went back in his email, when he redid it and sent it to the board supervisors, there wasn't a see attached. I think what he did was he copied from last year, and...
And he didn't catch the see attached.
So I had gone back and I found the previous one, and had given that to Ann. I have been in his office to look through a few things.
As interim...
I did not...
Feel welcome to do that?
Well, there was a question for something else that was asked at one time, and I went and looked for something else, and I couldn't find what I was looking for then, and I can't at the time remember what it is, but there are boxes of files in his office. I'm not sure how much of it is newer stuff, because I know some of it is old board meeting minutes and stuff like that, but, I mean, we can certainly go back and research again and see what else we can find.
Do we have any kind of reports that were due to go out that we're not aware of? Any about the libraries or anything that anybody's aware of?
I'm not sure.
I know we got the 990 coming up probably with their auditors.
I can tell you that the...
We need to make sure that gets done in a timely manner, because they almost fined us last year or year before last, and we don't want to get in that situation.
Okay. I know that Jennifer over at Longhorn did our workman's comp audit.
Good.
And submitted that and gave copies back to us for that.
And we may want to start a file yearly, quarterly, or just so we can kind of keep up and touch base with what is a yearly thing that we do, what is a quarterly, what's a monthly, so that we can kind of build some things that we know that we can go through it and do it again the next year. Maybe some ticklers on some calendars and things like that.
So, anyway, back to, I made the motion.
Oh, sorry.
We signed the contract.
So, Donna, second.
And did we do, all in favor, say?
Aye. There we go. So I'll have one of you sign this, and I'll scan it and email it to them.
We got our 2020 financials and closeout, and I'm assuming that Longhorn is doing that. And then has Ann been contacted by the auditors when they plan to come?
I have not heard if Ann has been.
May want to get with her and make sure that we get on schedule with the auditors for the audit.
Last time Teresa said something about it, she thought it was scheduled for October.
Okay, you may want to get that date and get it on the calendar for everybody. And I assume that Ann is working with Teresa to finish out the closeout and all that. So I don't think we have anything to vote on there, do we? Just information. Then the 2021 tentative budget. We got a tentative budget. But before, we can put it in, and it's very tentative. But before I would want to vote on this budget, I'd want to see the current budget, current spending for the year, and then the tentative budget, so that we can see what actually was spent to make sure that these budgets are really what they should be.
Okay.
And make sure that everybody gets an equal distribution of funds to run each library. We're one, and we should all be treated as one. So make sure all the distributions are good based on I would say, I don't know, we'll just have to come up with something, probably how many people we serve or how many people we are in the community, I don't know. Some kind of idea percentage-wise, you know, what it takes to run this library.
I do want to note that my understanding is that when Rob put this together, that Rita's position was not in the assistant salaries where Tom was on the board. So I don't think that was addressed.
Okay.
And that's my understanding, and I'm pretty sure that that's right. So that's something that's going to have to be looked at too.
I also noticed that we still have reflected here that the director's salary is $11,1200 lower than what it was, so.
That needs to go back up because.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a director.
And the available funds with that total operating would put us $10,000 to the negative almost. And that'll be almost $20,000 to the negative, so I don't know that I can approve a budget that's putting us in the red.
No, we've got to get this budget in the good, and then we've got to see where the cuts are going to happen, and we need to do it in a proper manner, not just haphazardly.
No.
That's the reason I want to see the spending. I want to see last year's budget, I want to see the spending for the end of the year, and then we'll build the projected tentative budget.
Yeah.
Based on that.
Yeah, we can't approve a budget that's already in the red.
No, you don't ever approve a budget like that. Because we've got to live by this, and whatever we give people, that's what you're going to have to live with to this budget.
Right. And we're, yeah.
And we know that we've got some fixed cost in here that it's fixed. I mean, there's not nothing going to change it.
We're going to have to stick to the budget.
Exactly.
I move that I table that until we have full. We just can't vote on it yet. And plus, then we'll have more of our board members here, and we can all have a discussion about it.
So how many more are we going to have? Two?
One.
Just one?
Patton's not here tonight, and so we'll have one more board member.
So you want to just table it?
I want to table that, yeah.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I just don't think we can approve it.
Aye.
Margaret, just the motion, give us a second. Thank you.
September meeting details. Woo.
Moving right along.
We feel like we're getting somewhere now. I'm just happy we got some interim people going.
Yeah. So the date's the third Thursday usually?
Yes, ma'am.
So that would be September 17th at 5:30 p.m. Is that right, Iris?
Yes.
Do we have conflicts with any of that?
Might as well look on my calendar. I think I finally could schedule a vacation, and I don't know if it's in that. I've only got certain days that I can take. I'm hoping it's not during that time.
Helen, when you get an opportunity at some point, and I'll contact you later on, I'm real interested in what a hybrid disability plan insurance is.
Okay.
And do we want to continue to have that here, or we want to move it? What do you guys want to?
I think we ought to have it here because just this, the space and safety and rooms to move to and all those things.
I'm okay with it. Is that you, the viruses?
Yeah, although I think we could do it in the other locations if we needed to. I know we probably, if we do it in the town hall, do you think, Chris?
We usually use the town hall, so if they would let us.
I don't feel comfortable going into a town hall right now. We've seen lots of those closing around the region. And I think, didn't they even have to close not that long ago? I don't feel comfortable going to a town hall. That's just me. I'm being a little paranoid about COVID, but.
Too paranoid this day and time.
I mean, I think it's a great idea to do that, but I don't want to go into a government open building.
Well, I like this giving you a little bit of a
Buffer.
Buffer, yeah.
Yeah.
We said that it was gonna be the 17th.
That's fine with me.
We're good.
The rest of the work.
I'm good.
So 17th.
I'm the week before.
You'll be all well rest.
Yeah, I need one. I haven't had a vacation yet since last year. So I guess we're down to adjournment. And we're gonna be having the meeting here again. Probably till COVID lifts. Probably good that we do it here. And then we can go back.
Yeah.
Will my motion be adjourned?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Another record.
This is early.
We're getting slower, we're getting faster all the time.
What do you sign these for me?
Absolutely.
I don't care who it is.
Oh, I'm just interested.